Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, May 8th, 2024, and information provided is up to date as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a mostly flat open, with S&P futures largely unchanged. This follows Asian markets closing mixed to lower, and European markets largely higher in early trading. The 10-year is up a basis point, yielding 4.47%. The dollar is firmer against the euro, pound, and yen. Gold, oil, and industrial metals are lower, and cryptocurrencies are mostly down. No change in the broader narrative. Sentiment has improved in recent sessions on a recalibration of the outlook after the Fed downplayed the potential for rate hikes. A solid earnings season remains an underpinning factor with added support from recent declines in long-end treasury yields. Yet Kashkari was the latest Fed member to talk about a higher neutral rate, raising his forecast to 2.5% from 2%. And reinforcing the higher-for-longer theme. In Asia, attention returns to FX markets on the back of latest comments from BOJ Governor Ueda in Parliament, signaling more caution towards FX risks to economy and inflation. Elsewhere, the U.S. revoked some licenses allowing shipments to Huawei after its first AI-enabled laptop came with Intel chips. On the data front, we had Netherlands' March manufacturing production coming in negative and below prior read, Italy. March retail sales were positive against expectations for a negative number. Finland March, industrial production below consensus, Norway March manufacturing production beating expectations, and Denmark March industrial production above the prior read. Light on today's U.S. economic calendar with just weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications and the weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, Bloomberg reports that the NFL may allow private equity to buy up to 30% stakes in teams. People familiar with the matter say that a special league committee is looking at the NFL's ownership rules, and the committee may allow individual PE firms to take up to 10% of a team. And Budweiser Brewing Company APAC traded lower in the Asian session after it reported Q1 revenue slightly below expectations. A quieter day on today's earnings calendar with just Uber Technologies and Emerson Electric posting their results before the open. And we also have Celanese, Corpay, and Airbnb due to report after the close. Asian equities ended with a negative bias on Wednesday in a quiet day's trading. Steep losses in Japan, several mainland China boards sold off, and the Hang Seng reversed a bright opening to close sharply lower. According to Kyoto, Bank of Japan Governor Ueda told Parliament on Wednesday that a monetary response to yen depreciation could be considered if it impacts inflation. Added that inflation may be more susceptible to FX movements than before as corporate price-setting behavior has been changing. This follows Tuesday's comments after meeting with Prime Minister Kishida. Ueda said they discussed FX markets, reiterating yen weakness not having a major impact on underlying inflation so far, but acknowledged that currency moves could affect the economy to a great extent. Remarks perceived to be more cautious after having seemingly played down concerns last month. European markets have opened largely higher with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all trading up. The German economist Institute IW expects Germany's economy to continue to struggle in 2024, despite some signs of improvement at the start of the year. It forecasts 0% growth despite a 0.2% expansion in the first quarter. This highlighted the weakness in manufacturing and construction. Consumption was the only bright spot, but not enough to generate a full upswing, which requires increase in business investment. Firms appear reluctant to invest, with no sign yet of a significant improvement in business conditions and demand. And the London Times Shadow MPC, which consists of former Bank of England MPC members and private sector economists, said the BOE should leave rates unchanged on Thursday, but consider cutting rates in June if inflation and wages continue to ease. Six members of the group voted for steady policy, two called for easing and one back to hike. The article highlighted it is the first time since December 2021 a member of the Shadow MPC has called for rate cuts. It said this may be reflected in voting patterns among Bank of England's own rate setters on Thursday. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.